I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 25th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is asking the City Council to approve taking three buildings in Quincy Center to continue the Quincy Center redevelopment project. At tonight's City Council meeting, the administration will seek approval for the city to take buildings at 1455, 1459, and 1620 Hancock Street. The buildings currently house the Family Dollar Store and a Taekwondo studio next door, plus a vacant building that was damaged by fire many years ago. The administration is seeking $53 million to purchase the properties. There are already proposals to redevelop the Family Dollar and Taekwondo studio with apartments and restaurants. Also tonight, the City Council will continue debating a proposal for a $16.4 million expansion of the Pine Hill Cemetery in West Quincy. The meeting will be held in person tonight at Quincy City Hall beginning at 6:30. An estimated 750 people attended the Spring Has Sprung celebration at the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center on Saturday. Participants enjoyed live music, dancing, and games. It was the first of free celebrations to be held on the Common every month. 23 turtles that were removed from Butler's Pond in Quincy for a restoration project were returned on Saturday. The public enjoyed an educational presentation about the pond and the turtles during the turtle release event. The turtles were held at the New England Wildlife Center in Weymouth during the project. The American Red Cross will hold a community blood drive today from 1 to 7 at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street in Quincy. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment. Quincy Asian Resources will host an Earth Day event today at Quincy High School. It takes place from 3 to 5 p.m. on the high school green. Activities will include a seeding workshop, planting seeds in biodegradable pots, and decorating reusable bags. The event runs from 3 to 5 p.m., is free and open to the public. Three people were hospitalized, and a driver is facing charges after their car slammed into the back of a state police cruiser early yesterday. Happened just after midnight. Troopers were on Interstate 95 North near Exit 23, helping with a car fire when a driver slammed his 2014 Mercedes into an unoccupied cruiser. In Sharon, no troopers were hurt. The driver and three passengers were taken to Good Samaritan Hospital with minor injuries. The 31-year-old Randolph man, whose identification was not released, is charged with operating under the influence of alcohol, open container, operating to endanger, failure to move over, and speeding. A driver was ejected from her vehicle and died following a collision on a highway in Massachusetts Saturday. The 54-year-old woman was driving an SUV south on Route 3 in Pembroke. The vehicle came into contact with a pickup truck that was heading in the same direction in a sideswipe collision. The SUV rolled over. The driver was ejected and died at the scene. The other driver was not hurt. Police are still investigating. A Boston exit ramp on the eastbound side of the Mass Pike, also known as Interstate 90, will be closed for a month as part of a construction project. The exit from I-90 East to Copley Square closed last night. It will remain closed until Memorial Day weekend. The extended closure is needed so crews can work 24/7 to demolish and reconstruct portions of the bridge deck on the ramp to Copley Square. MassDOT noted, however, that the exit ramp to Huntington Avenue and the Prudential Center will remain open for travel while the Copley Square exit ramp remains closed. Signs and traffic control devices will be used to guide drivers away from the work zone, while detour signs will be posted to safely guide drivers to their destination. MassDOT said drivers traveling through the impacted area should expect delays, reduce speed, and use caution. One of the country's oldest fairs may be gone for good. Chris Carey, the organizer of the Brockton Fair, says there is a good chance it will not come back. The Brockton Fair has been closed for the last 2 years because of the pandemic. Just last week, they announced it would be canceled again this year. The fair had been a city staple since 1874. Carrie, who owns the fairgrounds, says there's only a slim chance that it'll be back in 2023, and he says the heyday of the Brockton Fair has passed. As for the property itself, he says he would work with the city of Brockton to find a way to redevelop it that benefits the community. With every box that Dr. Frank Duggan loads up, he is thinking about the countless lives of Ukrainian people that he can help. Dr. Duggan of Hingham is an emergency trauma physician. The 55-year-old is heading off to Ukraine through a nonprofit he established called Healthcare Volunteers International. He spent much of his career traveling the world in some of the most dangerous locations to offer emergency aid to those in need, from natural disasters to now the war in Ukraine. About 1,500 pounds of medical supplies are packed up and ready to go. Duggan said through a telemedicine platform, he'll be working with a team of doctors from both the U.S. and Ukraine. Duggan plans to be over there for at least 3 weeks before returning back home. Four people, including two children, were hospitalized with smoke inhalation following a fire yesterday morning in Mattapan. Happened around 10:45 a.m. on Deering Road. Heavy fire engulfed the rear porches and attic. Bulk of the fire was knocked down with about an hour. Restoration crews stayed at the house throughout the day to board it up. Condition of the victims is not known. Firefighters said 7 adults and 10 children were displaced by the fire. Red Cross was assisting them. It's unclear what started the fire. Work begins this week on Boston's long-awaited tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. and Coretta Scott King. Wednesday is the groundbreaking ceremony on the site of the Embrace Memorial on Boston Common. The 22-foot-high bronze statue of intertwined hands is designed to be a symbol of racial equity and social justice. The finished product is scheduled to be unveiled next year on MLK Day. Check of business news this morning, and stocks tanked on Friday. The Dow was down 981 points. The NASDAQ lost 335. The S&P fell 121. Asian shares declined today after U.S. stocks ended last week with a tumble as global markets' expectations for higher interest rates dominated investors' concerns. Dollar is down. The euro is down. Oil is also down, just over $98 a barrel. In sports, the Rays beat the Red Sox 5-2. Boston will be in Toronto tonight at 7:07 p.m. Bruins beat the Canadiens 5-3. Bees will take on the Panthers at the Garden tomorrow night at 7. And, of course, tonight, Celtics go for a sweep in Brooklyn at 7 p.m. as they lead that series now 3-0. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy, high 58. For tonight, cloudy and a low of 39. Tomorrow, showers, mostly in the afternoon, high 58. Wednesday, partly cloudy, 59. And Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 54. For the boater today, waves about a foot, light easterly wind, high tide 7:33 a.m. Sunrise 5:47, set at 7:36. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, April 25th.